On with the roundup on this Monday afternoon. I'm Andrea Hunter, here for Bill Richardson just for today. He's going to be back with you again tomorrow. Well, sometimes we do things we regret. Usually we learn from our mistakes, but sometimes we get drawn into the thrill of breaking the rules, of testing the boundaries, daring the world to catch us out. Here now is episode 8 of the Elliot Graves Mysteries, The Quick and the Dead.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
License and registration, please. Are you old enough to drive?
Yes, sir, 18. I've been told I have boyish good looks.
You were going pretty fast back there, son.
Well, I guess that depends on what you consider fast. Life is all about perspective. For example, everyone believes their opinion is correct. You do. Obviously, a good portion of people are wrong, and that is perhaps humanity's big question. The one adversary people tend to battle day in and day out is an understanding of their own position in the world. Perspective. How this shapes their opinions, their actions, and how their actions affect others. This doesn't necessarily happen on a conscious level, unless you're like me and you overthink everything. I like to think of myself as a cool guy with a cool future. But let's face it, I'm not, and chances are neither are you. The special people are special for a reason. They're one in a billion. Now, chances are good I'll end up working the night shift at Sev, having wasted all my potential obsessing over nothings and tinkering with my car.
Yeah, you definitely think too much.
Well, it's not like it got me out of the ticket, 60 bones.
You're not going to end up at 7-Eleven, dude. Hold here. Way too smart for that.
Right.
Okay, slide up.
Lately, my older brother Charlie's been getting off on being supportive and reforming himself, though having a fiancé and a kid helps. He got rid of the drug lab in his basement just after Christmas, and he's since converted it into a pool room, the game, not the tub. Point is, he's been trying extra hard to fit into his idea of what a good person is, which I find pretty humorous. He's even got a real job, but sometimes he'll have a relapse.
What do you think?
They're beautiful. What are they?
Rockford Fosgate 12-inch punch subs in plexiglass and a 2,000-watt Viper amp, complete with a Kenwood deck.
Mortal man was not meant to possess such a sound system.
It's for you.
Dude, I told you, the coffee house isn't giving me enough hours as it is.
You should be studying more anyways. Exams are in what? 2 weeks? Take them. They're a gift.
Oh, yeah? Who's my benefactor?
Your what?
Where'd you get it?
Just stick them in. Deck matches the paint, too.
Are you sure green was the way to go?
Totally. Greens out your eyes.
Life is all about perspective, so what's the call on this? Inside, my moral barometer is spinning out of control when I picture the poor schmuck who hit his car alarm this morning and discovered his deck and speakers missing. So, what would you say? I know what I would. Thanks. Which may paint me in a bad color, but bend an ear. I guess it was about 8 months ago, last August, that I finally cracked down on Charlie for his lifestyle. This was drugs, stealing cars, and trying to deal as much crack as he smoked, which ain't cool. So I made a deal with him, in which he's the principal beneficiary in return for $3,000 worth of work on the Honda Civic he sold me. I figured 6 weeks, maybe. Because first it was just the engine, then the exhaust, and the transmission, and the paint job, and the decals, and the window tint, and the rims, and the new seats, and the ground effects, and the light effects. We put in a nitrous system last month, rebuilt the engine again, and finally, today, fate hands me the ultimate sound system. 8 months of work equals one gorgeous obsession. And maybe Charlie did steal the speakers and the amp and the deck, but between cleaning out his drug lab, getting a true job, being a father, and kicking the crack, I'm willing to let this one slide. He's come a long way, and I can't remember ever spending this much time with him before. What can I say? I like my big brother.
Oh, by the way, yes.
Ow! Yes, what?
Yes, I'll be your best man.
It took you long enough. What was the issue?
Well, what if I lose the ring?
You won't.
What if I do?
I'd kill you.
When did you know about Claire, I mean?
Cattle! Why does this thing keep...
You said you disconnected the battery.
You said you did.
Whatever. There. Now, how did you know she was the one? And don't say after she got pregnant.
Well, you just know.
That's the worst answer.
It's the only answer. So what's the score on your Slimmy?
Slimmy?
I mean your girl.
Yeah, I know, I got you. Kim, things are awesome, actually.
I still can't believe she didn't dump your ass when you said, I love you, Sasha.
In bed, no less. Well, at least it wasn't mid-coitum.
Does your dad still think you're up a crest?
Gregory Marlin, future lawyer at your service.
This is brutal.
Yeah. Whatever, she loves me.
You love her?
Yeah.
And you still think about this Sasha chick?
Well, yeah, but things with Kim are totally different this time. I'm in love, and it's not like I ever even talked to Sasha.
Yeah. Well, you should. You're still thinking about her?
Whatever, man. She cheated on me.
You're so black and white. I cheated on Claire once.
Yeah, but you're a bastard. It's in your makeup.
Still, though, if you're thinking about Sasha after all this time, she might be the real deal. Okay. That's it.
Good to go?
Fire it up.
Okay. Ready?
Do it to it.
The next day was Monday, and that means high school, or as I like to call it, social conditioning. I've never been one for math, but a Civic that can do a quarter mile in 11 seconds plus a late Elliot Graves equals one thing.
What seems to be the problem, officer?
License and... You again?
Dude, you fully missed math.
I know, Alan. What's going down?
You've got to stop using terms from the black culture of the 70s, man. It don't suit you.
Don't give me that jive.
Elliot, where were you? You missed math. Hey, Alan.
Slept late. How's my baby?
Get a room. I'll see you in history.
Done deal. So how's my baby?
She's good. You were up all night again with Charlie?
So, car's finished. I ain't no thing but a chicken wine.
That's what you said after you put the decals on.
I actually said chicken wine.
One? Glad you're in a good mood, but stop it. Two? We're late for English. Hurry up.
I'm hurrying.
Still a little shocked to me that you're friends with Alan again.
Why?
Because he, like, stole your car and then your girlfriend?
She's talking about Sasha, which is true. Somehow the stoner moron Alan James wormed his way into my true love's heart last summer.
Moral turpitude happens to the best of us.
And who can blame him? It was Sasha. Whatever. Get her out of your head.
I dig that shirt, by the way.
That's why I wore it.
You're the coolest.
It's not easy being so incredibly cool.
A lot of pressure, I'm sure.
Tons. But having a groovy boyfriend helps.
I'm groovy today?
You were groovy yesterday, too. But you didn't call me like you promised, so I wasn't able to tell you.
Oh, sweetie, I'm so sorry. I totally forgot.
Totally forgot. I know. It's okay. Come on, we'll be late.
You go ahead. I'll be right there.
Don't show up late, Elliot. McManus hates it when you're late.
And I hate McManus. I'll be right there.
Okay.
I am definitely going to be late to class. Charlie and I talked about a ton of stuff last night, but the only thing that keeps ringing in my ears is she might have been the real deal. Sasha Smith. Might scare the crap out of you if she caught you down a dark alley. All black hair, pale skin, black makeup, and black clothes. I attribute my moderate obsession with goth chicks to her. Here she comes. Like myself, she made it a point not to make eye contact all through her senior year. I didn't want to talk to her, and she didn't want to talk to me. But today, as she walks by, I don't look down or away. I stare straight at her. And eventually, she looks up. We stay like this for a while, because what do you say? What do you say after you cheat on someone only to have that person show up a month later to prove that your returned absentee father's a prick? And then after not even making eye contact for 8 months? The first thing to come out of her mouth or mine better be the most brilliant thing the fates have ever inspired.
Hi.
That'll do.
Hey.
Look, so the other day... You go first.
No, please, go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Neither. Listen, I'm thinking of cutting class. You up for a slice of cherry cheesecake?
Don't you, aren't you with Kim?
Well, since when is cheesecake immoral? It's not like we're doing anything lewd. Not yet.
Here you go. Anything else I can get you?
No, that's awesome, Liz. Thanks.
So, tell me what you've been up to. I want to know everything.
Well, I still work here in the restaurant. My marks have actually been pretty good lately, and, well, there's the car. Me and my brother have been working on it since school started.
Wait, you have a brother? You never told me.
Well, seriously, how often do I talk about my family? The point is, he helped me put it together.
I'll bet it would smoke in street races.
Oh, it does.
You've raced it?
Hmm. Well, once we put the knocks in, you can't even call them races anymore. It's just like, give me the money, because you ain't got a chance.
Knocks?
Nitrous oxide.
Jeez, Elliot, that's pretty dangerous.
How do you figure?
Well, you're not a race car driver.
I drive a racing car.
You know what I mean.
Well, yeah, look, there's totally risk. But the feeling you get when your car is going 220, that boost when the NOx kicks in, it's something else.
The adrenaline junkie's found his fix.
So fill me in. What's new in Sasha's life?
Well, I totally missed you.
Yeah, well, totally missed you too.
Well, I also hated you for a while.
What did I do?
You took away my dad.
I didn't take him. I just pointed out he's a rat bastard.
I know. I blamed you, and I know it's not like it was your fault, but I... Look, Elliot, do you want to get out of here?
And go where?
Back to my place?
Oh. Oh, well, I...
No, it's okay. It was stupid. I should have just... Do you want to go see a movie?
A movie?
Any movie. I work at Silver City.
Well, yeah, that sounds cool. Don't look at me like that. You'd have said yes, too. Because there's no defense against the look she gave me. Now, the best thing to do is clearly go out on a date with Sasha and have more fun than I can recall having in months. But eventually, I had to drag my sorry carcass over to my girlfriend's. Kim was a little concerned that I did school, again, but she assumed it was on account of the car, and I didn't feel the need to correct her. So after all the fun stuff, she crashes out, and I'm stuck there staring at the ceiling with that look staring back at me. I got the most gorgeous girl in school curled up on my shoulder, and all I can think about is Sasha. Such a schmuck. I look at the clock, and it's only 12:30. If I went out cruising now, I could find a race by one. Just one race.
Better bring the heavy stuff, man!
Dude, I'm gonna blow you off the road!
Yee-haw!
You don't know what it's like. You can't know. When the world outside the car starts to blur, when the knock kicks in and crushes your spine to the seat, it's like nothing else. Like no high you've ever had. Until something horrible happens.
Look out!
Who would have thought? At 140K, a pedestrian looks like a brown smudge on the windshield.
Oh my God, no way. No way.
Oh, no way. No way. Oh, tell me that didn't just happen.
He totally went in front of me.
No way. No way.
Oh, is he, I think he's...
Well, you hit him at like 150. No way. No way.
Stop saying that. I gotta think. Just calm down, okay? I gotta think.
You just killed that guy.
I know! Okay. What's my name?
What?
What is my name?
I don't know.
Good. Good. Right. All right. Come on.
Wait, you can't just leave after... Oh, no way. Hey! I'd never seen a dead body before. If you have, you know, it doesn't really look real. Not like a person, I mean. Just a doll. A husk.
I stared at that pile in the road for a good 10 minutes before I got the sense to clear out. And what then? Go home? Go to Kim's? If I went to either, I'd just spend the night staring at the ceiling. You don't go home and crash after you see the miracle of death. I guess what you personally would do is a matter of perspective. In my case, I bought a pack of cigarettes and drove to my brother's.
Just a second. 1:30 in the morning. Elliot.
Hey, Claire. Sorry I woke the baby. Sorry it's late. Where's Charlie?
He's working. Are you okay?
I...
What happened? What's wrong?
Claire, can you get me high?
What? Elliot, I thought you were like...
Claire, get me stoned.
Despite the fact that I woke her little poop machine, Charlie's fiancée came through for me, got me fried out of my mind, and let me crash on their couch. Sometimes, you just want to forget. And for a while, it was awesome. I just felt really good, really content with my place in the world. Once I crashed out, though, the nightmares came. Horrible stuff. For some reason, my subconscious saw fit to barrage me with a guy's torso folding over a car hood again and again and again and again until I've got his expression memorized. Not really surprised. Sort of that lost, troubled look you see on George W.'s face a lot. The next morning, it was splashed all over the paper. They had the guy's grad picture blown up with his birth and death dates. Tom Caldwell. A hit and run. Apparently, he'd been drinking earlier. He probably never saw us coming. At school, Kim caught on pretty quick that something was wrong, and to her credit, she did her damnedest to cheer me up. Granted, she's sugar and spice and everything nice, but I didn't need sunshine today. I didn't want someone who'd smile and tell me everything's okay. I just wanted Sasha. I caught up with her around lunch and convinced her to take off with me again. Didn't take much. Hey.
Hey.
Ready to go?
Yep.
When I woke up this morning, I told myself that I would never reveal what happened last night to a soul. I'm usually better at keeping promises.
Why didn't you call somebody?
This guy didn't need a defibrillator, Sasha. He needed the touch of the Almighty. What was I going to do? Hello, officer. I'm an illegal street racer, and my opponent just cut a guy down. Why don't I just stick around till you show up? Size 8 cuffs, by the way.
I guess. But you could call the cops now and say the car that killed the guy was such and such, right?
Yeah, right. And then the killer hands me over as an accessory in turn for a lighter sentence. I know how it works. No way. No way am I going to jail.
So, what do you feel like?
Honestly? I feel like hopping in that car and driving till it's empty. Just going.
It's not like you to run away.
What am I running from?
What you did.
But I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I just told you it was the other guy.
You know if you hadn't been out there, he'd still be alive, right?
Right. That's number 384 on the list of reasons to love Sasha. She always puts things in perspective.
What? What is it? Elliot, what? Why are you looking at me like... But what about...
Want to go back to your place?
Yes.
Maybe cheating on your wonderful girlfriend doesn't seem like the thing to do after you vicariously kill someone, but I was running on empty. You know you're emotionally exhausted when all you want to do is cry and be held. What I'd done hurt, but curled up with Sasha, everything was okay. It was like coming home. We stayed in bed all day, talking and kissing and everything else, until she finally passed out around 10. Surprise, surprise, I couldn't sleep. So what do you do when you've had one of the worst and best days of your life, when you feel like your skin's gonna peel off? I guess you know what I'd do.
Bring it, baby.
Yeah, well, here it comes.
I'm asking for it, I know. But once you slip into doing messed up stuff, it gets so easy. Being good is hard once compared with the alternative. And it's pretty easy if your girlfriend loves you.
Honey, I think it's great you're trying to be friends with Sasha.
Not just easy. If she really loves you, it's like she's got blinders on.
That's not your usual cologne.
Yeah, I thought I should try something more feminine.
Sexy.
And I don't mean slightly colorblind or fuzzy in one eye. We're talking eatable.
sweetie. Why is there a condom wrapper in your car?
How could you forget us having sex in here?
You did? Was it good?
It was outstanding.
And beyond lying to my girlfriend about the other girl, I'm lying to the other girl about everything else.
Elliot, it's 1 a.m. Where are you going?
I'm out of smoke, so I'll be back in a bit.
And it took me a long time to figure out why. Why I keep on racing, I mean. It's not the need for speed anymore. It's not the G-force. It's the chance. 1,000 random variables collided that night to take Tom Caldwell out. What are my variables? When will a hand reach down from the sky and touch me? Because it wasn't fair that Tom Caldwell got cut down that night. It wasn't fair the killer got away. It's not fair what I'm doing to Kim. But that's life. Shit happens. And I can't help the way I feel for Sasha. Sure, I could break up with Kim. But I can't. Not yet. She loves me too much. Which is the other reason to tell her. I've resolved to do it tomorrow. Fortunately, every time I wake up, it's today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Is today a waffle day?
Frozen or real?
Real.
Oh, it's definitely a waffle day.
Awesome. When are you going to tell her?
Tomorrow.
You're not even clever.
I'm a little clever.
No, sweetie, this is messed up. I know Kim's sort of a skank.
Okay, she's not a skank.
Are you still sleeping with her?
No.
Sasha loves me too, but she's got more of a tint going on than a full-out blinder situation.
I don't believe you.
Sasha, come on. How often do I make the wrong choice about this kind of stuff? It's not the right time is all.
There's never a good time to quit smoking either.
Speak of the devil. Want one?
Please. I want you to do it today.
You can't take a moral stand on this. How long were you fooling around with Alan before I stumbled on it?
Well, you didn't really want to see the truth.
Oh, point is, you don't got a leg to stand on. Alan probably harassed you to leave me and you didn't.
Alan never asked me to.
What?
He knew I wouldn't.
You... Why not?
Because it was you.
What was Alan?
Alan was a mistake. Am I a mistake?
I couldn't argue with that. It was gut check time.
Sweetie, hi.
Hey, we need to talk.
Nothing good starts that way.
And so the blinders fall. As soon as you get an indication that your significant other may have betrayed the faith, all the rules change. They're not some shining human benevolence anymore. They're a piece of crap, just like you. All the obvious questions come out, and all the lies that answer them.
Is there someone else?
No.
Do you still love me?
Yes.
Then why?
I just think I need to be on my own right now, find myself again.
Will we still be friends?
Absolutely.
I'm scum. I'm the scum that grows on scum. I'm human butt wipe. Lying to Kim felt like stabbing myself in the chest, and I know that'll probably sound pretty hollow considering what I did. I don't think we'll be friends. There is someone else. I don't want to be on my own, but I think... I'm pretty sure I still love her. Oh, how grotesque the affairs of the heart. I just can't not be with Sasha. Once I was back with her again, things seemed a lot more clear. I actually started to feel like my old self again, which is a bit of a problem.
You should eat something, sweetie. Exams start tomorrow, remember?
Yeah, I know. You got a date for grad yet?
There's a dark horse in the running.
Well, I think I'd look pretty cute on your arm.
You would. What's that look for? What's wrong?
It's nothing.
Okay, it's clearly not nothing. With today's obsession, is there a pedophile you want to track down or something?
No, not that. It's just Tom Caldwell.
Who?
Tom Caldwell, the guy that got hit that night. He didn't deserve it.
Oh, honey, it was an accident.
Yeah, it doesn't make it cool. Can I use your phone?
Sure.
Thanks.
Who are you calling?
Tip line.
A what?
Tom Caldwell was killed by a Midnight Blue 1999 Nissan 200SX. Blue ground effects, sunroof. The driver was about 6'2", brown eyes, red hair. He had a tattoo of a snake on the back of his right hand. Partial license plate L2X. I couldn't get the rest.
Elliot, what if the other driver turns you in?
I was there.
Are you sure that was smart?
No.
In fact, it might very well be the stupidest thing I've ever done. It was over. Caldwell's already buried. The cop's loose lead hadn't gotten them anywhere. Maybe I can't explain why I couldn't let it be. Couldn't just walk away. And as soon as I hung up that phone, I was terrified. I felt like it'd take a good 30 seconds for the WPD to bust down Sasha's door. But they didn't come that morning, or that afternoon. It's night now, and I'm still waiting. I've smoked a pack and a half, because I'm sure smokes will be hard to come by in prison. With my boyish good looks, I shudder to think of what I'll have to do to support my habit on the inside. Either way, I'm at the whim of the world now. Nothing left to do but sit back and wait for a hand to reach out of the sky.
That ends the Elliot Graves series for now. It was written and conceived by David Ferber. You heard Jacob Tierney as Elliot, Lindy Booth as Kim, Victoria Snow as Liz, Herbie Barnes as Charlie, Joanne Vanicola as Claire, Peter Costigan as Alan, and Sergio Dizio as The Killer. The series script editor is Dave Carley. The engineers were Wayne Richards and Mark Demers. Sound effects were by Mark Demers. The production assistants by Rosie Fernandez. It was produced by Tom Anico. And the executive producer is Damiano Pietropaolo. Coming up after the CBC News, a conversation with Torquil Campbell. His band Stars has a new CD out. It's called Heart, and it's been nominated for a Juno. Torquil is also a fixture at Bard on the Beach here in Vancouver, and he also had a role in, well, for one episode, Sex in the City. So that's coming up right after the CBC News. I'm Andrea Hunter, here for Bill Richardson, just for today.